I think it's a huge tone. I think coming into this football game, you want to definitely take away at least one part of that read option, making sure that anytime that we got a shot to hit him, we was going to take advantage of that, and make sure that he knew that he was going to get hit all night on a short week. So that was part of it. I mean, we've been here before. That's all it says. And, guys know when they're put in that position, they have to step up. Prime example, Ramsey Barton tonight had a career game for him. And, just stepped up where, where King was lacking. And then Andre Brown, same thing. So it's guys understand, as a whole team, we're always counting on them. And we practice like, those guys practice like they're starters during the week anyway. So it was, they're accustomed to getting reps. And that's that's a definite compliment to our coaching staff for having all guys ready.
With all those guys hurt on offense, is there any part of you guys defensively you kind of felt like you needed to, move a little extra or whatever?
Not a little extra. Just do our job, play our game, make sure that we come out here and be disciplined, because that offense, if you're not disciplined, they can embarrass you. And it wasn't necessarily about picking up for our offense. We felt very confident in the fact that our offense was going to go out there and do what they did tonight anyway. So, but we wanted to establish ourselves as the defense that we want to be known as.
Did you see this don't give any running lanes, like kind of be aggressive with them?
Definitely. You want to stay in his face. At the end spot, you want to set the edge and make sure he doesn't have an alleyway outside. And in the tackles, you definitely want to, get pressure right up in his face. And, that's ideal. And sometimes we did, and he still escaped. So, Cam is a very athletic quarterback, and, he's pretty tough to defend. But I think we did as good a job as we could tonight.
You have him with 6 yards rushing.
Pretty good. When I looked up and saw that on the sideline, I looked up at Coach Nunn and told him he did a pretty good job of getting us ready to play, because that guy's a game changer. We definitely wanted to kind of, limit what he's able to do with his feet. I think he threw the ball well. We had some interceptions on him, but I think he threw the ball well. But, you hold a guy like that to 6 yards, considering what he's done in this league and his short time in it, I think you can pat yourself on the back a little bit. Well, we have a very athletic D-line. We understand that. We got guys that can, rush. Really, that's our ends who mostly gets most of the attention. But our D-tackles can rush, too. Limbaugh in there and Rocky in there. And guys like that, they can definitely get out the quarterback, too. Coming to a football game, our mentality every game is stop the run, take that weapon away from them, and get the game in situations where we can kind of control the sticks, get them in, third down or second and long passing situations. And, that's when we can kind of do what we do as far as rushing and passing.
You got a front receiver. You pretty much see the frustration he had.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously he was frustrated. It's a big-time game on a Thursday night. The whole world's watching, and he obviously wanted to come out and play a great game. And, anytime you get guys in your face all night, and we hit him a few times, even though we didn't sack him as many times as we wanted to, we hit him a few times, so that's going to be frustrating. Yeah, I don't know if it changed at all. I think they kind of stayed true to what they were doing. They wanted to, have that read option available throughout the whole game, and that kind of, it kept us off balance a little bit. I think we made plays in it, but as far as being, the typical offense where you're up by two scores, it's further along in the game, they're pretty much abandoning the run. I think they stayed with it a little bit longer than what we expected them to, but that's their offense. So I'm sure that Coach Rivera wanted to keep getting looks at different things, and that's pretty much it.
Can you talk a little bit about the weapon that Martellus becomes for you guys?
Definitely. With Cruz and Knicks on the outside, and tonight Ramses, that middle of the field is going to be open, and I think he's one of those prototype tight ends that really didn't get a lot of chances in Dallas because of Witten. He's 6'6", 250-pound guy that can run, and he presents Eli with a huge target, and Eli's going to find him. So I'm pretty excited about what he's meaning to our offense right now, and hopefully he can continue to grow as he gets more confident in the offense and gets more aware of how Eli wants him to play. He's just going to get better.
Wilson's like the
Mm-hmm. Anything specific that you told him?
Between me and David. You know, it's just, you know, I know being in that situation, up-and-coming rookie that, you know, is going to be, you know, asked to play a lot, asked to do certain things. You know, it's going to be hard for him at times. So just, you know, try to keep him, tell him to keep his head up and just, you know, give him advice of how some of us got through it and some of the things we struggle with, and hopefully he can, you know, learn from that. And when he does make a mistake or when he does something great, you know, we're the first people that'll pat him on his back or to tell him, you know, next play, so –